Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about United Healthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
We're family to you, Amy.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm a bit excited for today's topic. I almost just want to straight get into it, but I feel like I should ask you how you're doing.
Oh, and we can say happy Anzac Day.
Happy. It
doesn't feel like Anzac Day today.
It doesn't feel happy either. It's just Anzac Day. Is there a way to, what do we say? Just say, I remember and I honour Anzac Day.
Yes.
Yes. Off the cuff then. Mm-hmm. What does Anzac Day mean to you, Kirst? Have you got family that fought in the war, or?
Grandparents who fought in World War II, mm-hmm. and great grandparents who fought in World War I, and lots of great uncles and great lots of family. I've got a great uncle who died in France. Yeah, I don't know.
Funny. I'm just laughing at your
Because my dad sent Oliver a text message today saying, I sent your mum a whole lot of stuff for you to look up about Anzac Day and all the postcards that we got sent, people sent. My dad is a civilian in the army. He was a major. I don't know if they still are. I am an army brat. I know nothing about the army. Nothing.
But lots of your family have fought.
Yes, and lots of people have been. Yes, so we've got lots of information and postcards sent back from the war and stuff. So, yes. But,
beautiful. Today's a good day to look through those then.
Yes, and I am very thankful. But I am a pacifist by nature. So yeah. I find the whole concept of war very conflicting.
Yeah.
And I find Anzac Day very conflicting. Because I want to honour and respect people who have laid down their lives and have fought for us and continue to fight for us. But I also, as a pacifist, find it very hard.
Yeah, would prefer they didn't have to.
Yes, and yes. Anyway, how about you? How do you feel about Anzac Day?
Yeah, we usually just take a moment. So my maternal grandfather fought in Second World War, spent most of his time when he was fighting in Papua New Guinea doing logistics. So yeah, we just tend to remember that. My grandma, who is still alive, is not big into celebrating or doing anything on Anzac. She's never marched any parades or anything like that. So it's not been a massive thing in our family, but more, it's a time just to reflect on the sacrifice and what life would have been like. And for her as well, to be the person back home. And so we just tend to think about that. And we've got friends who are actively currently serving So, yeah, just, I don't know, reflecting and thinking and grateful for that.
Yes. Right. So, you were excited until I started talking about Anzac Day. You're excited about glassware.
I am excited about glassware, which seems so frivolous in comparison, but nonetheless, that is what we're tying up our 5-day kitchen declutter challenge with, because we know that most of you have more glassware and mugs and wine glasses in your home than you ever will need.
Mm. Tell me, how many wine glasses and martini glasses did you get for your wedding?
A lot. A lot. We didn't get any liquor glasses, so we didn't get like martini glasses, but we got a lot of wine glasses. Which is funny because at the time we were part of a brethren church, and I can't remember if you were allowed to drink if you're brethren. I have a feeling you weren't, but we did. So we got wine glasses, but I remember feeling like, oh, I don't know if we should be getting wine glasses because of the job that Cal had at the time. Anyway, so we have only recently, like I would say, it was actually 12 months ago. So when my dad had his retirement party in September, that's when we decluttered a lot of our wine glasses and gave them to our family because they felt like they didn't have enough for occasions, which they do serve more than like 8 glasses of wine. And so, we gave my parents and my sister and brother-in-law the majority of our wine glasses. And I think we might have 12 left.
Awesome.
Yep. We don't use them very often.
And what about normal glasses?
We have a set of 24 that are all matchy-matchy, and we only have 24 drinking glasses. And I'm pretty sure we've only broken one over the years. But can I share something that is a bit bothersome? When we bought, I'm just pushing through. When we bought these glasses, we bought them because they were big and we were like, great, that will encourage us to drink larger portions of water when you fill it up, because that tends to be what we drink. However, they're just a bit too big. And even though they were like a dollar each and they're really good quality, I can't justify taking them to the op shop and buying the size we actually would like. So we have drinking glasses that I don't actually love. They're just like one size too big.
Yes.
But we're
feel just your tension and your pain.
Yeah. Tell me about yours.
We have quite a lot of glasses, considering that, again, we don't host very much. My kids really like fine-lipped glasses.
Oh, great for breaking.
Yes, but they're, you know, pretty, they're not chomping on them anymore.
Anymore.
So, well, you know, like you never gave kids fine glasses when they were little because you were worried that they would chomp on it.
Ah, did no. You?
Well, I was. Probably because my sister did chomp on a glass.
Oh, my gosh.
When she was little, and it went through her mouth and was not fun.
I've never heard not of that ever.
Really?
No. And now I'm sorry to all the parents who are now thinking, oh, no, I give my children fine glass all the time.
And I don't even think this glass was fine. Was that fine. It was – they were I distinctly remember them. They were glasses in a plastic holder. So they were, like, designed for young children, not babies. We weren't – I would have been maybe – she would have been maybe 5, 6, 7 at the time. No, probably maybe a little younger. I remember the house. I remember exactly. I can picture it.
Goodness.
And she just chomped through this glass.
She was hungry.
Yes. And then another, this has nothing to do with glassware, but my brother also didn't chomp through glass, but he cut his lip on a Coke can when we were in Europe.
Oh,
when
goodness.
He was like 3 or 5 or something tiny. I can't remember which brother it was. And that was also a very painful experience for our whole family. And something I distinctly remember too, except don't remember enough that I remember which brother it was.
Goodness me. So you have fine glasses now for the kids?
Well, that is their preferred glassware. So when we set the table at dinner time, I'm not fussy when it comes to glassware.
They so yours don't all match?
Oh, no. So we've got more than one set.
Okay.
We have got everyday glass, like tumblers, mm-hmm. like short tumblers. Then we've got the good set, with the fine glass set that Simon and the kids both prefer. And I'll use. I'm worried about chomping through it.
Forever traumatized.
Yes, forever traumatized. And then we have tall tumblers. We've got red wine glasses, white wine glasses, really nice red wine glasses.
The good wine glasses.
The good wine glasses, which is what Simon prefers, whereas I'm not fussy. And then I feel like we have some martini and champagne glasses. I feel like I should have, like, looked before I came in and started recording this podcast.
Well, I would guess that you might. Like, the fact that you can't remember probably indicates you do have some somewhere.
Well, I can't remember if we let them go when we moved into the house or not, because if they live up the very top shelf, and it's a very high shelf.
Yeah, okay.
And we put them up there because I think that I did keep them because I was like, oh, but I really want to use martini glasses.
I've never had a martini in my life.
I don't like martini. I like cocktails in a martini glass.
Okay.
But again, I think we've used them for one New Year's Eve once upon a time with Crick and Nath.
It might be time, Kirst.
It might be. What about mugs? How many mugs do you have?
We have 12 mugs. Mm-hmm. 12 mugs that hang on mug trees. And then I have 3 teacups that are like fine china.
Mm.
One of them's like a soup one when I really want to drink like a gallon of tea, and the other two are fine, you know, like Royal Albert ones.
Oh, not T2 ones?
No, not T2 ones. The big mug one is a T2 one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Do you keep a lot of mugs?
Not really. We went through a couple of months ago actually and decluttered the mug section. We keep a few. So Simon has coffee very regularly now that he's his home very regularly. and he has, I think, 4 latte cups that he prefers. I have like a teapot with 2 teacups. That's my preference, but the kids like the thinner T2 mugs. And then we've got we've probably got too many, but we've got another shelf that is half mugs, and we cook a lot of cake in a cups in those ones.
I've heard of this cake in a cup thing. Yeah. Does it actually work?
Yeah, it actually works, particularly when you buy the packets from the shops.
You're kidding. That's, you can literally buy the packet that you tip in?
Yeah.
That's gold. I might try with the kids, maybe even tonight or Sunday night, cake in a cup. If I just Google that, will I find a recipe?
Yeah, it's really easy.
And then you what, cook it in the microwave?
Yeah, for like a minute.
Okay.
Or go to Woolies and get one pre-made.
No. We've got enough baking stuff at home. I'm sure we'll be able to scrunch up what we need. Okay, cool.
Yeah. But yes, probably have too much of that too, but anyway.
Yeah, and so it sounds like we're quite different. You've got different cups, different glasses, different mugs, different wine glasses for all different occasions, whereas we just have one type of mugs, one type of glasses, and one type of wine glasses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We also have a bigger kitchen.
bigger storage space. And we've got our cupboard with the wine glasses is not even half full though, because we got rid of so many in September. Yeah. But I just don't see need to refill it. Like, we don't drink wine midweek or, like, regularly. Like, we don't have wine at home. And, yeah, we just don't feel the need to have so many. And we wash regularly, so the cups is fine. Like, exactly. 24 cups is heaps, even if you're drinking from 3 or 4 cups a day. That's still plenty. We still have enough.
Yeah.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
We don't, like, because we carry our water bottles around with us all the time, all four of us, so we only drink out of cups and mug, like glasses and cups at dinner. And okay. Now the kids are older, they're drinking out of cups, they're drinking out of glassware every night at dinner. Whereas I don't. I just continue drinking out of my water bottle. Although lately I have been drinking a bit of Baileys with my
out
dinner.
Of a water bottle?
Out of no. And so much so that Simon said to me the other night, do you really need one tonight? And I was like, yeah.
Have you seen my day?
Have you been with our children?
Have you met our children?
No. That's not why I'm drinking. It's just I have.
You don't need to justify a guest.
No, I know, but there's also, like, I think it's also because we don't have what I prefer, like, we don't have that much Moscato in the cupboard.
Which is your preferred drink.
Which is my preferred, and you have to cool it. Like, you know, you have to put it in the fridge, and I don't want to drink a whole bottle of wine over a couple of days, so I don't want to open one, so, and just do the Baileys.
Problem solved. As exactly. Jesse would say, problem solved, problem solved. I don't even know what show that's from, but he sings
I've
it all the time.
I've got a problem and I solved it. I don't know what it's from either.
So anyway. What I find in a lot of clients' homes, Kirst, is they have a similar setup in their glassware to you guys,
yes.
Where they've got different types. But what they find is they've got only one of that type and two of that type, and they get frustrated yes. that the table never looks set. Like, even if they have friends over, they can't serve everyone out of a similar cup, and they can't do the same with wine glasses. And even if they have people over for a cuppa, there's all like higgledy piggledy mugs with people's faces on them and mum is the best and all that kind of thing. So I hear tension from our clients when they're like, oh, I just want everything to match, versus, but this mug is special and this mug such and such gave me as a present.
Do you hear that a lot? I get that a lot.
Oh, a lot.
Like, I can't get rid of that Mother's Day. I can't get that rid of that mug, even though I never drink out of it, because that kid gave it to me for Mother's Day.
Yeah. So what do you say?
15 years ago. And I say, do you still have said child? The majority of the time they do. And I just remind them that their love for their child is not reflective of what gifts they keep from yes. said child.
Yes. I say the same thing. I say, do you still love said child? And they laugh and say, of course. And I say, do you think you'll love them less if you don't have the mug that has the little bear hugging a heart that says, my mum rocks or whatever? Do you think you're going to love them less? And they say no. And they said, do you think they're going to love you less if they find out you didn't keep the mug? And they say no. I go, well, what do you think? Should we keep it or let it go? If you don't love it, you never drink from it. I'm like, okay. And then they're like, oh, that feels better. I don't know why I was holding on to that for all the years. Almost every time. Oh, I don't know why I did that. Oh, it feels so much better.
Yeah, especially when they're mugs that you like. It's totally fine if they're the mug that you love using, keep it.
But they're cheap and they're not nice, and the porcelain's funny, and
Yeah. Mm. And yeah. Or they're thin or they're too thick. Do you know, like, so I've thin mugs annoy me, or thin, really thin teacups. They're really nice to drink out of, but I can't drink hot, boiling hot drinks. Like, mm-hmm. I have to let them cool a little.
Yeah.
And so then if I pour the tea into really fine china and then I let it cool, it gets too cold and then I can't drink it.
That's gold. And so you find that your level of knowing what temperature it is at is not as reliable when you're drinking from a thicker mug.
Yeah, so my preferred drink, my preferred teacup is a small teacup that sits under a base of a, sits on, like, it's the
base of the teapot.
Sits on top of it, and it's my perfect thickness, and it keeps the tea warm. So that is my preference.
You are a complicated human being.
I am.
And I don't think you're alone. That.
No. No.
I think everybody has the cup they love using.
Yes.
And so I don't think there's anything wrong with having higgledy-piggledy. No. What I think we want to encourage you to do is declutter the ones that you're just not going to. If you had 15 friends over, which you're probably not doing, and having 15 people for a cup of tea, you're probably going to a cafe if there's that many of you. But say you are, is there mugs that just would never be picked? Get rid of those. Are there mugs that you hate washing or that can't go in the dishwasher?
The other thing that people often come back to me with, one of their hurdles that they can't get over is like, oh, but what if I want to do high tea with my friends? And I say, ask them to bring along their favourite.
Oh, that's great advice.
Yes, because then you're all drinking out of your favourite, and you can say, bring your favourite good mug with you, like, so that they're also using one that's not often used, or is they use brilliant. One. But bring BYO high tea.
That's an excellent idea. I was going to snigger and say nobody ever does the high tea. They just talk about it. But I think the idea of BYO favourite good mug is a great idea.
Oh, I've got a client who, when we were doing their wardrobe, I found a whole box, and it was, I mean, their walk-in wardrobe was higgledy-piggledy, lots of different things in there. And so it wasn't a surprise that I found this high tea set. And I said to her, okay, how often do you use this? And she got so excited to tell me that that's her and her daughter's tradition. They do it like once or twice a year, where they'd make all this spread and do a whole high tea and then sit out and use these beautiful tea set. And I was like, oh, right, let's give it a place of honour then.
Yep, that is so good.
Yes.
I'm feeling like I need a cup of tea.
Do you want to have high tea?
Yeah, no, I don't want a high tea. I just want a cup of tea. And look, I think it's only fair that we, during this episode, instead of giving our favourite ISO food, how about we go for our favourite ISO drink?
Mmm. Oh, I love it. Where would I start on my favourite teas from T2, though?
I should just guess yours. Yours would be either the caramel brownie. You drink that one a lot. Yeah, I think you like, is it the Lumington one that you tried recently that you liked?
Yes, I didn't try it recently. It's been a long time. Okay.
What else? You like sweet teas.
Jaffalicious.
Oh, that's right. So all of these people are like, it's a sweet tea.
Creme brulee. Yum. I rediscovered that. The reason caramel brownie is my favourite because it works. It lasts all day and it doesn't get bitter. So I have these T2 thermoses that I like. Come on, T2, come and sponsor the podcast.
Yeah, they're right.
They're my favorite thing. So these T2 thermoses are my favorite, and I make the caramel brownie at 7 o'clock in the morning and 3 o'clock in the afternoon. It's still drinkable, not too cold for me, and caramel brownie doesn't go bitter, whereas Lamington goes bitter, creme brulee goes bitter. Some of the other ones go bitter if you in the thermoses, if I don't take the tea leaves out.
Oh, right.
The caramel brownie, the tea leaves can stay in. So that's why caramel brownie is my favourite for when I'm going to clients. But I love creme brulee, and I love Lamington, and I love Jaffalicious, and I love so many more. So that's my hot drink, but my favorite cold drink is, other than water, is creamy soda, and my favorite alcoholic drink is pink Moscato.
So it's all just Bailey's. Sweet.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Sweet. So my favorite drinks are not sweet at all.
Mm-hmm.
So my favorite teas are like Lady Grey, French Earl Grey, Chinese Jasmine, all these T2 ones. Mm-hmm. Anything that's got that bitter, they're green tea. I'll even drink their licorice tea. There's a
caramel pop. Caramel pop is green tea. No. It's a green tea.
Yeah, but caramel, I can't do caramel.
Okay.
So I really like those bitter Chinese type of teas, Earl Grey, Lady Grey. Mm-hmm. My cold drink of choice would be water first off, and then it would probably be soda, Coke water, Zero. And Diet Coke. Don't say it's Coke Zero.
Diet. I knew it was one of those. Gosh,
dude, I can't ever talk to you again. Dude, no, it's Coke, Diet Coke.
You nearly said Coke Zero.
Shut up. Shut up.
You don't even know yourself.
Oh, you've ruined me. And I can't drink alcoholic drinks. I haven't been able to for a few years. I think I'm allergic because I break out in hives. And yes, I've tried non-sulfate ones and all of that stuff. But I always have loved a Sauvignon Blanc or a Asahi beer.
Mm.
It's been a while for those kinds of things. So, yes, I love really bitter and earthy things, and you like the sweet.
Isn't that just our personalities?
Hey! Wow, that came way too easily.
No, that was like so – you left the door wide open.
Yeah, it was low-hanging fruit, wasn't it?
It was.
Okay. We hope that you guys have really enjoyed our 5-day kitchen declutter challenge. We've had lots of fun. We hope that it becomes a resource you can go back to in the years to come or months to come when you are wanting to declutter the kitchen. Obviously, there's podcasts from right back way when, like 3 years ago, where we talk about kitchen and pantry and freezer, but these ones are a bit fresher and easier to find. You don't have to scroll as far. So, yeah, we hope they've been helpful. If you've got a friend or family member who have said to you, oh, I just want to declutter the kitchen, we'd love for you to put them onto the podcast so we can help them as well.
Yay. It's been fun. We will see you tomorrow for Soulful Sunday.
See you tomorrow.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for joining us.
If you've learnt something awesome today, we'd love you to leave us a review on iTunes or Facebook so others can find our podcast too.
Don't forget, you can see the show notes in your podcast app or over at our website, artofdecluttering.com.au. So if there's anything you want more info on, check it out there.
If you'd like to join our supporter community, you can do so over at patreon.com/theartofdecluttering.
We hope you have a great rest of your day
and enjoy the freedom.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.